This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
As a sports station. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest columnist.
You ain't gotta do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing.
No, you ain't. He ain't writing nothing.
I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not gonna get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in the cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you
morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It feels like a Monday, but it is Tuesday. Also, by the way, National Hamburger Day. Do you know that, Jeffrey?
I knew that only from a...
You didn't know it from the early word.
No.
And it's because of it could be because Bianco's a vegetarian. She'll write about the National Meat Day sometimes, but it's possible that, like, her own... This is what happens. As journalists, we're all human beings. You know what I mean? And it's possible that she ignored National Hamburger Day and the early word over at the Daily Memphian because she's vegetarian.
Yeah.
Or maybe even vegan. Vegan? Maybe even vegan.
Then she's at least vegetarian, but yeah, I'm not positive.
If that's anyway, you only know why? Why do you know it's National Hamburger Day?
Because the Ron Olson prep sheet
that I get said today is National Hamburger Day.
It is. It is National Hamburger Day. There's all kinds of deals on National Hamburger Day. I haven't broken them down. And I'll be honest, I don't think the right way to celebrate National Hamburger Day, although I am a fan of the McDonald's hamburger, despite what that says about me, I don't think the right way to celebrate National Hamburger Day is with a fast food burger. Yeah. I think the right way to celebrate National Hamburger Day is get yourself to Huey's or the Belmont or wherever your own personal favorite hamburger is or your own grill.
I would say maybe go to the grocery store.
Get some ground beef and grill you a hamburger.
Mm-hmm. We had burgers last night.
Really?
Yeah.
You grilled?
Well, my mother grilled.
Your mother grilled. It's interesting because, you know, in the Best of Memphis, the Flyer, you know, has done the longest standing Best of Memphis competition. Huey's is one of those that has a lock.
Yeah.
On the competition. Like, Huey's wins Best Burger every single time. It's not, maybe there will come a day. Just like once upon a time, Major League Baseball was the biggest sport in America.
Sure.
And then you looked up and all of a sudden it was football. Maybe there will come a day when Huey's is not the best burger in Memphis. But at this point, it's just like imagining a day when the NFL isn't the biggest sport.
Right.
Like how would that?
It may happen.
I suppose it would happen. But it has been, I'll confess, ages since I have had a Huey's burger. Ages and ages and ages since I've had a Huey's. When did you last have a Huey's burger?
So Aaliyah and I went, I don't know, sometime back in March, we went to...
How was it?
Oh, it's always phenomenal.
Delicious.
Always.
I've had a Topps burger, which, of course, used to be the most underrated burger.
Yes, but now it's...
Until it's become overrated.
Correct.
Because people have called it
or
underrated.
Or maybe properly
so
rated.
Maybe it's properly rated. I don't know, honestly. I had it, and it wasn't special.
I can't say the same.
You thought it was special.
I think every Topps burger is special. just like your children.
So, anyway, however you choose to celebrate, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you are celebrating National Hamburger Day. Truly one of America's great foods. And I say that as someone who's from Hamburg, New York.
Of course.
Okay. We got a lot to get to today. We're going to have Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. I don't know where he is exactly on his move to Minnesota. The good news is, of course, is that he is going to continue writing for the Daily Memphian. He'll be back in town a lot, covering the Grizzlies and other things. And so that's wonderful, we feel. And he'll still be a regular on this show. But he is, I think, actually moving into his new house in Minnesota this week. So I don't think we have him tomorrow, but we have him today. So Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. And then... Because although it feels like a Monday, it's actually a Tuesday. You can't fool fishermen. It's Fish on Friday on Tuesday. Today, we will have Charles Fishman. We were discussing earlier, Jeffrey, he's going to Peru later this summer. He's going to the Machu Picchu trip.
Which of course.
I've certainly never done. He's much more of a world traveler than I am. And he was discussing weather, because there will be a Tuesday when he's in Peru. Will he do Fish on Friday on Tuesday from Peru?
I can set up Zoom.
That remains to be seen, but he is not in Peru yet. We'll have Fishman in the next segment. Did you have a good weekend?
We did indeed have a good weekend.
What was the highlight?
I played pretty well on golf.
Oh, you played golf?
Yeah, I played well, except for yesterday. Yesterday was sloppy and not good. But yeah, I would say the highlight of my weekend, though, was we went over to my parents' house. My parents have a pool.
Oh, that's nice.
And Josephine got in the pool,
and
it was hilarious.
Is this the first time she's ever been in a pool?
Yeah, she's got like this. My mom has like this, like floating. It looks kind of like a raft,
just
but
the best.
It's phenomenal.
I went on the Hightailers, which is a cycling group that I belong to. Although I haven't been cycling as much lately, they had a ride out in Moscow, Tennessee, and Claire and I signed up to go 48 miles or so. And we hadn't done more than 24 this year. So that was a big leap. And then we got lost. We ended up doing 58. And I am still sore today. But it was a great adventure. And it's Claire's birthday. So happy birthday to Claire. There you go. There was some unfortunate news over the weekend. Actually, I was just coming back from that bike trip when I learned the news that Bill Walton had died at the age of 71. And I don't know. I didn't know he was sick. Did you know he was sick?
I did not. There had been word because I think he cut back even like on the Pac-12 this year that his health was not good, but I didn't know it was like this.
Well, some people choose to make it public and some people don't. And he obviously did not, or we would have heard more about it. So it did hit, it hit hard when he, when you learned he had died, like, oh, whoa. And obviously, particularly because of his special connection to Memphis and Memphis State. Now, he is being celebrated justifiably all across the country. He was absolute original, was Bill Walton. And it's striking that this is true. In the New York Times obituary about Bill Walton, there was only one game that was mentioned. There was only one. And in this game, he, and that was, of course, the game against Memphis State when he hit 21 of 22. There were his basketball exploits mentioned, which were extraordinary. College Player of the Year for three consecutive seasons at UCLA. He won his final 49 games in high school, won multiple titles, obviously in college, and then two titles in the NBA, one with Portland, one as a sixth man for Boston. I had season tickets to that, see that team play. It was when I was in law school. And he sort of had a career renaissance. He loved being a sixth man and playing with Bird and Dennis Johnson and Kevin McHale and Robert Parrish, Danny Ainge. He did all this even though he had had 39 surgeries on his feet and on his ankles. He missed a total of 762 games over 13 seasons. And if you look at the numbers, you would never call him, you know, his numbers don't stack up when you're just stacking up numbers. But he was one of the, and he's obviously in the Hall of Fame. He's one of the, identified as one of the 50 greatest players to ever play in the NBA, because at his zenith, he was an absolute force. And we never, no one ever saw that more than the fans of Memphis State, which I'll get to in a minute. But then the striking thing is seeing all these tributes and hearing all these tributes about him. So many of them have nothing to do with basketball. They are what an original he was. It's kind of striking to think. Here's a guy who, while he was an athlete at UCLA, college basketball player of the year, was arrested for protesting the Vietnam War. You do wonder. Now there are protesters, again, on our college campuses. And you do wonder, he was, by the way, some kind of suspended probation thing, right? He didn't miss a game, right? Yeah. You do wonder
if... It was handled internally.
You do wonder if, similarly, there would be, if a player... it feels like in Congress they would be demanding that a player who protests like that today be booted out of school, at the very least. Suspended, stripped of his degree, whatever else.
Scholarship taken away,
all of that. You would expect that a lot of the billionaires of the world who are currently demanding the most severe punishment be meted out to college protesters, you would assume they would have said that Bill Walton would have been treated the same way. But here's a guy who thought there were more important things than basketball. Some people would call him eccentric. He was eccentric. I talked to Hank McDowell yesterday, who played with Bill Walton. Hank McDowell, obviously former player at Memphis, went on to have an NBA career, was traded to the then San Diego Clippers, and he played alongside Bill Walton. And he said it was an experience. He said he never practiced. He would come to the arena, he would get treatment, he would dress, he would whatever else, and he literally the entire season did not practice because of the injuries,
right?
There was one day, but this was not because of the injuries.
We're talking about practice.
One day, they get to Madison Square Garden for practice, and they take the bus, they get to Madison Square Garden, and he never shows up. He doesn't come out on the court, nothing. And Hank is like, where have you been? Later on, he said that. And he said, I went to get my hair cut. He said, do you think they were going to change anything in practice anyway? He also told a great story of he went to dinner at Bill Walton's house. And it was Bill and his then common-law wife and his nanny. And the kids were younger then. And he said, the house backed right up to the zoo, but he had a pool. And he said, you could hear the lions and whatnot. He said, and then when Bill said, how about we go swimming to the kids? And so the next thing to know, it's Bill Walton and three kids, buck naked, running around the coffee table and then jumping in the pool. So he was an eccentric fellow, battled depression. When his pain was so bad, I think that was in the early 2000s, and then became known as a sort of wacky television commentator. You, who like staying up late and watching the Pac-12 action, heard a lot of Bill Walton. This, by the way, I'm going to get to the Memphis stuff here in a moment. This is Dave Pasch and Bill Walton just earlier this year, just on a typical exchange that was highlighted in Richard Deitch's column today at The Athletic.
Is it true, because we were showing the George Lucas building there, is it true that you were in the mix to play Chewbacca?
No.
I heard that.
Chewbacca is modeled after me.
I'm being serious. I heard that you were in the running for that, that you were being considered to play that role. I'm being serious.
You're always serious. That's one of your problems, is that you don't have fun with your life.
But you're not answering the question.
No, George Lucas is as cool as they get. And I remember the night that George and Kareem and Bill Russell and me, we were all up in San Francisco at a big fundraiser for the Martin Luther King Memorial. Beautiful play by Kajani Wright.
So since you're not answering the question, I'm just going to assume it's true.
What was the question?
I'm just going to assume it's true because there's...
I auditioned for Chewbacca and they said, no, but we're going to model the character after you.
You were in Ghostbusters, and people didn't know that. So, again, I think there's a great chance that this is a true
story. The next day, evidently, newspapers across the country, the aggregators, whatever, turned this into a story that Chewbacca was modeled after Bill Walton. All of that was complete fiction. Says that all of that was...
The number one giveaway is Chewbacca. It's either Chewy or Chewbacca.
He calls him Chewbacca. Kenny Mayne, formerly of ESPN, had this story that he related. As I see all the tributes to Bill, I'm struck by the fact, this is exactly what I was saying, that the fact that mentions of his amazing basketball skills and careers are few. He led such an interesting life and touched people in so many ways. Bill was always so good to me and my family. He corrected me one night at his house in San Diego when I mentioned something about, quote unquote, my stepdaughter. He said, you have four daughters. It's not where you've been, it's where you are. I don't think I've said stepdaughter since. So all that was Bill Walton.
Dave Pasch also screenshotted. So Pasch, who also is the Arizona Cardinals radio guy, and of course he does ESPN and whatnot, Bill Walton would just text him during the middle of the game, you watching this great game that he's always calling? He's showed the screenshots. They were great. Like, as if he didn't know that Dave was on the call.
And then there's the Memphis part of this. And as I said, it is pretty striking that as great a basketball player as he was, the one single performance that consistently appears in all the obituaries was that night in 1973 when he went 21 of 22, scored 44 points to beat what was then Memphis State. And what sticks out to me is I've never perceived, and again, I wasn't here then, and I only got here in 96, so the wounds had healed a little bit, but I never perceived that Bill Walton was considered the enemy here, or a villain here, or was anything other than absolutely respected here for that performance, and that there was, in talking about him, a certain amount of affection for Bill Walton, even not just the TV persona, but even that performance and that connection that he had to Memphis State. And so as I was exploring this yesterday, I've written a column up at the Daily Memphian about it. I reached out to a whole bunch of people, and they basically all said the same thing. I was talking to Harold Bird. And what Harold Bird said was, listen, in that iconic photograph at the end of the game, Bill Walton has scored us 44 points. The game is essentially done. There's less than 3 minutes remaining in the game. Walton sprains his ankle. And in an iconic photo, you've seen it, I'm hoping, it's in the Daily Memphian again today. It's Larry Finch helping Bill Walton off the court. Bill Walton literally is towering over Larry Finch, has his hand on Larry's shoulder, and Larry is boosting him along and carrying him to the bench, helping him get to the bench. And what Harold said about it was, is that if, here's the exact quote, it was the majesty of Larry Finch helping Bill Walton off the court. If Larry could show that kind of class in the wake of what had to be crushing disappointment, then we could do it too. So there was that story. But then I called Leonard Draper. Leonard Draper, of course, very close and instrument. Larry Finch, instrumental in Larry and Ronnie Robinson going to Memphis in the first place. He, among others, remembered the officiating, and there was some, I gather, controversial officiating in that game.
It sounds like Bill Walton.
Bill Walton had three fouls in the first half and then didn't get another till deep into the second half. And Larry Keenan was instantly in foul trouble. And Bill Walton, at the time, you couldn't dunk. It was against the rules
right.
to dunk. He actually had a bunch of baskets wiped out in that game. But the perception was there were others that should have been, were essentially dunks, right?
Reading your column, it's like, oh, he was Zach Edey.
Right.
Everybody mad.
So, that's exactly right. But then I asked him if he resented any of that, Leonard Draper resented any of that, and this is what he said. I have a lot of respect for Bill Walton. When Larry was sick, I got a call one day, and it was Bill asking me how Larry was doing. I don't know how he got my number, but I have a lot of respect for that man. Hank McDowell also said that as soon as he was traded to the Clippers, the first thing basically Walton said to him was, sorry, I had to do that to your boys, back at Memphis State. So, and then the most striking interaction I had was I decided to text Bill Lawrie to see if he had anything to say about it. And listen, I don't have a close relationship with Bill Lawrie. But it was interesting. He not only responded practically immediately, he then sent me a photo of Bill Walton towering over him, scoring a bucket in that game. His actual comment was, Jeff, thanks for reaching out. As you might imagine, when someone dies that is a part of your history, it touches you. Over the years, when I would see him at Final Fours, he talked about our game as though it meant as much to him as it meant to us. That always struck with me. Of course, he had a record game against us that will never be broken. I would be honored if you printed any of my thoughts, he said. And then he sent that photo. And so what you see there, and this is, again, maybe everyone doesn't share this view, but what I perceived was a profound mutual respect between Memphis fans and Bill Walton. And indeed, I think some of it came because it's not just, you didn't just lose a game, you lost to that epic performance, right? Like, that was... It will never be bettered, don't you? Can we agree on that? No one will ever do better than 21 of 22 in the national championship
game.
Seems
highly
unlikely. For 44 points. So just sharing the stage with that kind of epic performance, I think there is honor than that. And let's be honest, like Gene Bartow, before the game, had openly said their plan was, and this doesn't didn't necessarily go so well, and I got this, Zach McMillan back in the days when he was at the CA wrote a spectacular series on that 72-73 team. And it was, he had Gene Varto in pregame basically said, we're going to cover him one-on-one with Larry Keenan and see if everybody else, you know, see right. if he could beat him. We're going to limit everybody else, give him his, and limit every other. He said, half of his game is passing off. We'd like to make a shooter of him tonight. Whoops. He also said this, we feel the more that Walton shoots, unless he is just shooting a fantastic percentage, the better chance we have of winning. Listen, they were probably going to win either way. Like they hadn't lost in years, so they were probably going to win either way. But it required, so that's what they did, and it required that kind of performance to beat that Memphis team. And I think there is honor than that. But then beyond that, the way that Bill Walton always regarded that game and always regarded Memphis State and tipped his hat to that moment and to that team. Calling to check in on Larry Finch. When I had Luke Walton on my TV show, Sports Files, I asked him if Bill had ever talked about that game. And what he said was, not only did he talk about that game, this is what he said. I knew about that game because it's actually the only game we had sitting around the house when we were kids. It was on VHS. I asked him about... If you know what no cartoons or whatever, he said no. He said we weren't allowed to watch sports, and that was it. If there were no sports on, we could pop in that video. So there you are, the young. And there's one game in his entire career. The guy's won multiple championships, and the game that he is hanging around in the house on his VHS is the Memphis Tigers. And so if he treasured that moment, I don't think it's that unusual that Memphis fans treasured that moment and that relationship, really, to Bill Walton as well. I can't tell you how many people reached out to me asking me to write about it or telling me their memories of it. But it was a lot. Notably was one fan named Frank Cantrell, who wrote me. He said, if I could draw, I would draw an editorial cartoon of Larry Finch helping Bill Walton into heaven. And so that was sweet. Do you perceive it differently? Do you perceive, like Mario Chalmers is different because it was just one shot. It wasn't a great performance. And even then, I don't think there's affection for Mario Chalmers one way or another. Like, he represented a moment, but it wasn't that kind of epic performance by an epic player from an all-time performance from an all-time player. So he's not hated here. He wasn't hated here.
No, I do also think like the way the game played out, like I know it was tied at half, but pretty much the entire second half, you knew UCLA was going to win. And like you pointed out, this was a team of teams.
And it was,
to me, the key difference.
Memphis before that year, Memphis had never won an NCAA tournament game.
Yeah.
And Walton had not lost a game in college and hadn't lost a game, period, in 123 games. Bill Walton, UCLA had not lost a tournament game, you know, in ages. And so Memphis was a 15-point underdog, and there was this idea that that someone wrote that they were going to have to wake John Wooden up to accept his award, basically.
Yeah.
That's the kind of sleepwalker it was. And so when Memphis took a 2-point lead in the second half, which they did early in the second half, Larry Finch hit 2 free throws to give him a 2-point lead. Jack Eaton said, I don't think John Wooden is sleeping now. And then Walton hit the next 3 buckets.
Yeah.
it does sound like he was Zach Edey-esque.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. Only better.
Right.
He was Zach Edey-esque. Only better. So anyway, it was fun to make calls about him yesterday. You're just reminded that guy lived a life, man. 71 years. He lived a life. There was another death over the weekend. Grayson Murray, tragically. PGA golfer who literally had won on tour earlier this year in Hawaii.
Sony, yeah.
He plays Thursday and Friday this week. He pulls out Friday with two holes remaining to play.
Yeah.
And then we get the word Saturday that he has died, 30 years old, with a history of depression and addiction, who had been sober and had been openly talking about how much his sobriety had meant to him and how he had turned his life around. Couldn't be here if he hadn't put down the bottle, basically, is the quote from earlier this year. And then we get the word Sunday from his parents, who announced that he has died by suicide. Tragic story there. Reminds us that depression is real. It does. It intersects with the Walton thing only in that, again, in the early 2000s, Bill Walton has said he had been contemplating taking his life. Life is hard. Depression is real. And you know, I don't know if there's anything else that I can say about it other than, I mean, literally I was walking out of Fresh Market the other day and I ran into a friend and someone, his family had died by suicide. Similar circumstances, had some addiction struggles, had gotten sober, and then all of a sudden this happened. I mean, John Kilzer, the great Memphis State player who went on to be a rock star and then an academic and then a minister who led a recovery ministry, he relapsed at some point and he died by suicide. It's stunning when it happens, absolutely stunning when it happens. And it obviously leaves devastation in its wake among those who loved him. The departed. Claire, who's a therapist, tells me she always looks at it through the prism of mental illness.
Sure,
right? It's mental illness. That's what it is. It's mental illness. Did you have any strong perceptions of Grayson Murray?
I mean, he, you know, it's a fascinating tale. He was like a prodigy. I mean, he won the U.S. or a big run. He won the World Juniors three times. Like, he was this exceptional talent, and he was the guy that never could seem to get out of his own way. And you're right. This year, like, he started talking, and you're like, okay, maybe this is good. Like, this could be the redemption story. This could be awesome. And then Saturday, I walked into the grill after playing, and you see this, and you're just like, oh my God. Because I remember seeing on Twitter, like, Grayson Murray withdraws, you know, for illness. And then, you know, what is it? Less than 18 hours later.
And then when he was gone, I think we all imagined.
I mean, the statement the PGA Tour released didn't really hide anything.
All right. There were games over the weekend. And we're one game away from the NBA Finals being set. We will talk about that and other matters, including, SEC meetings start today.
Spring meetings, of course.
Spring meetings start today. They are a little more relevant in the wake of the settlement that has been reached. And so there's discussion about what does a lot of stuff already from the commissioner, Greg Sankey, about what the future will look like. And there's Memphis basketball, and there's all sorts of things to talk about. Plus, Chris Harrington again, straight up at 10 o'clock. Fish on Friday, on Tuesday after that. Before that, I will remind you, if you are looking for a new financial institution or just looking to get a car loan or a home loan or maybe someone, maybe one of your kids is setting up a whatever. They're moving into young adulthood and they're setting up a new account. For Claire, she needed a new account. And, of course, I sent her or urged her to go to Leaders Credit Union, partly because it exists only for the benefit of its members. And it just is incredibly persuasive to me. If you don't have to be, you know, paying off stockholders, if you don't have to be generating a profit for other people, you can put all that money back into better technology, back into better service, back into better rates. So check it out. Claire did. She walked in there, said it was incredible. She went to the Bartlett location, but you can do it all online, honestly. They've just broken ground on a new location in Arlington as well. If you do sign up, there is a $25 membership fee. It will be waived if you say the keyword, which is ESPN, or you can go to leaderscu.com/ESPN for more details. Take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins, show 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Unsportsmanlike, Jeff Calkins, Jason and John, Giannotto and Jeffrey, The Gabe Kuhn Show, Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the NBA on 92.9.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Price excludes 695 PF. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV 86 P5 61 0964 MSRP 50,200. Telluride RG510849 MSRP 38305 Forte LXS RE78169 MSRP 21820 Must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/2024 with approved credit. Dealers.com.
I got Jeff Allen on the line to hear about some crazy deals happening at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Randy, I'd love to give all our customers our best deal. 2024 Kia Forte LXS gets 41 MPG highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. 282 miles EPA estimated range will get you where you want to go in the 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, plus a 2024 Telluride LX, $357 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing and 24-month lease.
And 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9 and peace of mind with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, we'll make you happy, happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
You know that feeling you get when your team goes big? Get that same feeling on Zen Sports. When you sign up for a Zen Sports account, you'll receive up to a $100 no danger first wager. That's right. When you place your first bet in Zen Sports, if the bet loses, you can be reimbursed for the amount of your bet up to $100. Zen Sports offers an exclusive VIP program to Tennesseans. Head to zensports.com/VIP to learn more. Zen Sports. Betting just got better. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. No danger first wager limited to plus 500 odds to qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 plus. And in Tennessee to bet.
As Tennesseans, we all see and appreciate the abundant wildlife around us and the great fishing opportunities we have across our state, thanks to your Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. I'm Don King, reminding you that none of this would have been possible without the support of hunters and anglers who have purchased licenses and paid the bills over the years. Don't forget to purchase your license this year. It's a great investment in Tennessee's wildlife future.
Hey everyone, Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's three checklist items when looking for a good dentist practice. One, are they good at their job? That's one thing you absolutely don't have to worry about when you go to Dr. Mady's today at the Smile Center. Two, is it convenient? I would say the Smile Center is about as convenient as it gets. Perfect location in Germantown. And three, are they personable? You may catch Dr. Mady trying to talk grizzlies with you upon your visit. But regardless, Smile Center checks all the boxes for a phenomenal dentist practice. Get to their location in Germantown or go to SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouth-watering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or Canada Dry. Select varieties or buy two, get three free with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yeah.
NBA playoffs underway. Listen, we're one game away from the finals. Not too late to get on in the action with FanDuel. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's right. One measly winning $5 bet, and you get $150 to bet on whatever you like. No better place to bet all the playoff action than America's number one sportsbook. Just go to FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to get started. FanDuel is, of course, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. All right, Jeffrey, we are, in fact, one game away. Celtics sweep. And it is kind of amazing. It feels like an awfully boring series, right? Like, ho-hum, sweeping the Pacers just like we knew. Right?
To me, has felt like every Boston series.
That's true.
So far
so
in the playoffs.
So does the fact that they literally, the Pacers, had a 90% or better win probability in the fourth quarter of games 1, 3, and 4, did that make it entertaining despite? In other words, we're saying, and I think we all agree, Celtics have gotten an easy draw. Celtics has faced injured teams. And now, honestly, they're probably going to face the fifth seed in the NBA Finals. Okay? Right?
Yep.
But
who also could have an injury issue with
the knock against the Celtics has been not making the plays when it counts,
yep,
all that stuff. And here we have game one. They trailed 117-114. Pacers had the ball, and there were 9 seconds left. And the Celtics found a way to win. Game two.
Pacers may have found a way to lose.
With 2:25 left. Jalen Brown had to hit that shot. With 2:25 left and forced the turnover. 2:20 in game two. Pacers led with 2:25 left. Pacers led 109-101. Celtics found a way to win.
That's game three. Game two
was
the
game. Yes,
game
two
is the blowout.
Yeah, that's right. And then game four. Yeah, that's right. That was game three. And then game four,
yep,
they're up 98-90 with 5 minutes and change left, and they find a way to win. Is that persuade you that these are, as Jaylen Brown himself said last night, these are different Celtics? Does that persuade you that this is a, they have, and if you look across the landscape, what you have is two NBA playoff-tested teams beating two non-tested teams,
mm-hmm,
and is that what we are watching unfold? And let's be honest, the games have been great, but the fact that we're getting two sweeps or two whatever is highly disappointing.
Well, and then we
got a nine game. It's nine games
till
they now it's going to be 9 games from today, right? I think that they
June
before 6th, they start
I believe
the finals
starts.
So it feels incredibly anticlimactic, even though the games themselves have at times been gripping. Have usually been gripping.
Oh, I mean, I have definitely felt the intensity ratcheted up during the conference finals. But at the same time, we could be sitting here and just having two teams go, 8-0. And we'll see you in the finals in a week and a half.
I mean, here's the thing. I mean, it has required greatness, right? Like,
sure.
Luka's step back three was awesome. Right?
I mean, so, to me, it's like the coldest play of
cold.
It was just unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Like, it got you out of your seat.
Toyed with him.
Yeah. Like, waited for him almost to, like, come up. Like, to make the picture
cold
better.
Cold-blooded.
Yes.
That was magnificent.
Absolutely.
But we won't remember this as being magnificent, right? Like, this playoffs.
No, I think that's probably
carnage.
Fair. But it's like, I think if you want to take the positive Boston angle, the positive Boston angle is, yes, they've not played anybody, but you know what they've done? They've dismantled everyone. They've been the best team in the league all year. They've lost two games throughout the entire course
and
of the playoffs.
And they've made the plays, which is what everyone has accused them of not doing. Someone actually on Undefeated this morning. This was early in the morning, and it was only a glancing. It was Ethan said.
Unsportsmanlike.
He said that he took a shot at Marcus Smart in passing. He said that Marcus Smart's absence, because he's a guy who thinks he, like, there's not one man, right, in Boston, right? There's two.
I mean, Jaylen Brown just won the conference finals.
You would have said it was Tatum, but is it Tatum or is it Brown? Now Brown wins the most outstanding player, most valuable player in the Eastern Conference Finals. Obviously, Derek White hits a massive shot last night. Right?
Absolutely.
So
Drew Holiday's had some big defensive
plays. He's
been
tremendous. I have no opinion on this, but he basically said that Marcus Smart often wanted to be the man and made it disrupted. His absence, not just because Drew Holiday's a better player. I think everyone would say he's a better player. But it's not just that they've upgraded. It's that his desire to take big shots hurt the team.
Yeah, I mean, the flip side of that, though, is, hey, he took open looks. Like, it wasn't like when we were watching Marcus Smart take shots and miss. It wasn't as if you're sitting there going, like, man, that was a hero shot.
I don't have enough of a recollection.
It was usually an open look and whatnot. I did find myself, I actually wrote down on my notes, I was like, this has to suck for Marcus Smart, right?
Oh, it's got to suck.
I'd not heard that clip. And, like, that was just kind of...
Oh, just to be, like, you wanted to win a championship with this your brothers here.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you're shipped off, and they're going to win the championship without you. Yeah, you know, it's got to suck. What's he make?
21, I think.
Bucks.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what the money's for. Yes.
I don't feel too bad for Marcus Smart, but I agree. By the way, how was that not a flagrant foul, the takedown of T.J. McConnell? Explain to me flagrants and non-flagrants. I honestly
feels like they sit there and go, we just don't want to make this a flagrant.
I think you can feel pretty good about yourself if you're Indiana, right?
You got
the total excuse because you're missing your best player. And Nembhard, as the series that he has, he's tremendous. It was tremendous.
I think the problem, though, that you start to realize is how many more shots
when are you going to get back?
Get because
whereas it's a different Oklahoma City, I really do think you feel like, oh, we're building towards something. We didn't get there this year. We're still really young. We're going to get there next year. They may or may not, but
right.
I think you think that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think in Indiana they think that.
No, with Indiana, it feels like, hey, the chips fell our way. Like the board,
we got a break, we got an easy draw. You know what it feels a lot like? It feels a lot like the Grizzlies going to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
They got some breaks along the way. They had a great season.
You beat the Clippers in that was the toughest series. Then you get the break with the Thunder without Westbrook, and then you got swept in the...
And then you get swept by San Antonio.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there are some close games in that sweeping. It's still a sweep. A sweep is a sweep is a sweep. It feels... And the Grizzlies certainly never got back there, and it doesn't feel like Indiana will. Pascal Siakam's an unrestricted free agent. Obviously, they have to sign him. But and you never know, but it feels like the things opened up nicely for them.
Yes.
So we got Wolves and T-Wolves. I mean, we got Wolves and Mavs tonight, game 4. Obviously, Anthony Edwards has been totally outshone by Luka, which is no disgrace.
Even argue. And Kyrie,
they've both been brilliant. But I mean, it was just last week that we saw this ridiculous ranking of the best players 25 and under, and Luka was fourth on that list, which
right.
was stupid then, and we said it was stupid then. It looks even more stupid now. Luka's a better player right now than Anthony Edwards. Doesn't mean that Anthony Edwards' ceiling isn't, you know, that he can't someday ascend past Luka. And then Karl Anthony Towns has been dreadful.
And Gobert hasn't been quite as good. I mean, to me, honestly, you can make the argument at times, it almost feels like Naz Reid's their best player.
Naz Reid's been great. Naz Reid has been great. Don't you? I fantasize of Naz Reid on the Grizzlies. Like, it was just like, he's been absolutely terrific. Anyway, it appears that we're going to have a good long way to wait before the NBA Finals begins. I still think if they played this series again, I can imagine worlds in which Minnesota wins the series.
Yeah, I mean, I think they would have needed... The problem is, to me, when these games get tight, the Mavericks have the guys to hit the shots.
Yeah, Mavericks have been doing it.
And
Yep.
And really, like, even if you think about last night when we're talking about Indiana, to me, like, the key difference was down the stretch, Indiana had several opportunities to extend the lead, to make shots, and they didn't make any, and then Boston found a way to hit every shot.
Memphis Tigers, well, this is the week when, well, a couple things. One is, this is the week when we're going to hear about David Jones tomorrow. He has until tomorrow night at 11:59 Eastern to either remain in or withdraw from the draft. And so that moment is finally upon us. We also have the players gathering, and they are, according to Partha Padhyay over on Twitter, I saw this, everyone's here. David Jones is not here, but everyone is here. And so Penny has... Are we going to say when David Jones isn't here yet? Are we going to say Penny has checked this box? Penny,
I think, said, so. Like, to me, I'm putting David Jones in a different category.
Yeah, yeah. And we know what he is, whatever else. And so now there's also reports that Penny is still, okay, does this matter? Daniel Vieira Tuck, who is a Portuguese guard, is on campus today. Is this Penny can't help himself? What is like another guard? Do we need another 6'2" guard? You look at clips. He looks athletic. He looks clever with the ball. I don't know anything. Indeed, I had not heard his name. I did not know he existed before the weekend. Daniel Vieira Tuck, but a Portuguese player who is visiting today. Is he in? What's that guy's name? Ian Ganja? What was that guy's name? Ian? Is he the? Not a lot of history of internationals having six. Well, David Jones is international.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the great Portuguese college basketball players.
I mean, I presume he would be someone you would have here who would cook, right? Not cook on the court.
Yeah, I mean,
slow cook off the court.
The problem on this one is like I need more information. Like, what's the role? Are you bringing him to? Are you trying to recruit over someone? Or are you trying to? Are you trying to build some depth? Have you talked to him like this is someone that you could keep for multiple years? It's like that. Those are, I think, meaningful questions.
It is still, listen, credit to Penny for assembling this class. Looks good. Credit to Penny for getting them all on board.
He's largely done what he said he wanted to do.
It is still, even within that, you have pointed this out. The teams last year that had this many transfers did not have success.
Yeah.
So, like, good on him for getting this a talented group, and good on him for getting a talented group in here early. It is still a huge challenge when you were, and this goes to the larger point that we were just making there, who's going to be here year over year, right? Like, in the end, you do have to build some continuity within the program, and maybe that's part of here of what is of what they have in mind. Thank God they're early, because you have to build that continuity and that cohesiveness that obviously never existed last year.
Yeah, I was trying to pull up that list that I had, because it ends up, okay, so Memphis ends up being a bubble team, misses out. St. John's, this is the teams with the most transfers last year. St. John's, bubble team, missed out. West Virginia, they were bad. Penn State was bad. NC State, Final Four run. Ole Miss, like, always kind of wrong side of the bubble. Florida did get in. LSU did not. Tech did not. Texas Tech ends up getting in. But, I mean, basically, you're talking about, what, three teams out of, like, the top 15.
So, yeah, this is a tough task. But made easier by the fact that at least people are on board and here. And then we will learn shortly about David Jones. And that is good. Okay, and then the other real news in college in the world of college sports, and I got a lot of questions over this from just people I met out and about over the weekend, was the settlement in the NCAA versus House and what it means for college sports. And the truth of the matter is, there's a huge amount of uncertainty in terms of what it will mean, but some of that may be clarified to some extent, because the SEC spring meetings have already started, and the American Athletic Conference meetings begin this week. And I'm particularly interested in the American Athletic Conference meetings. Like, all right, we've learned that the Power Five conferences are going to be paying up to $20 million per program per year in direct payments to student athletes.
Yep.
What is the American Athletic Conference going to say about this? Are they going to say, we're going to do the same? Are they going to say, well, we can't do the same? Are they, what is the, like, I'm fascinated to see what the AAC is going to say about this.
And, I mean, I guess this is also the first with the new commissioner. The first meetings and with a new commissioner.
That too.
What is the outlook, whatnot? I mean, I presume they're not going to say we're going to pay, because I've not seen a G5 conference come out and say, like, we're going to contribute. And furthermore, I mean, I think the real question is, like, how many of their member institutions could actually pay?
Well, that's the thing. All of this, what's happening here is it's being described as revenue sharing. So if you're Michigan and you're getting $80 million every year from your TV contracts to give the athletes $20 million, that looks like revenue sharing.
Sure.
Right? That's, oh, we're sharing our riches. When you're getting $6 million in TV contract, $20 million is not sharing.
No.
$20 million is robbing yourself.
Bankrupting.
Yes, $20 million is bankrupting. So I don't believe they will pay.
I think if there were even an avenue for them to pay, I think we would have
heard it.
Right.
So they're going to say they're not going to pay.
Or now, they'll have some word salad that basically allows you to interpret.
We're going
to
remain competitive, blah, 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 do what we do, focus on ourselves, blah, 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 whatever else kind of thing. And then the question is how much of a disadvantage will it be for them not to pay? I'm going to presume, and this has not been clarified, but you and I agree, that none of this is putting an end to NIL. Like, the direct payments will exist, and then there will be NIL on top of the direct payments that will be made. That's our perception of how this is likely to go. And so they'll still be competing at NIL. And I guess if you have a quarterback making $400,000, right, or $1 million, or $2 million, the fact that you're getting some share of the $20 million, like, maybe it isn't a big competitive advantage. In other words,
I think it's
going to be a huge competitive advantage.
Yes, because it's not just one player. Like, it's going to be, I think it will be a significant competitive advantage.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. Now, Sankey, in his comments, he continued to say, what we hope is this settlement, we can now take to Congress and can be a pathway forward. They have wanted help from Congress establishing national legislation. Because here's the problem, is that you can't, here's the real problem that these schools have. You can't put limits on players and what they make or their ability to pursue however much money they want in whatever time they want. And that meaning transferring when they, like,
sure.
You can't do that outside of a collective bargaining agreement. Because it's considered ganging up as an antitrust violation, okay?
Essentially, you cannot enforce non-competes on people that are not your employees.
Without a collective bargaining, you only in a collective bargaining agreement, even employees won't matter if you don't have a collective bargaining agreement. There has to be a collective bargaining agreement historically,
right,
to allow you to limit the rights of to get the antitrust exemption. Because, you know, listen, this radio station could not, you know, get together with five radio stations around the city and say, listen, we're only going to pay talent $15,000 a year. And we're only going to let them change jobs in August of every year. That would be, whoa, you're not allowed to do that. That's an antitrust violation.
Right.
And so that's what, when colleges try to do that, that's what's gotten them into trouble here. They're not allowed to do that. And so, and the only way you can do it is if you get folks to agree, all the radio employees have a collectively bargained agreement with all these radio stations. Yeah, we'll do that. And in exchange, we're getting this and this and this. And then the courts say, oh, well, if it's collectively bargained, we'll let you do it. That's the exemption. But there's never been a situation where you have a collective bargaining agreement unless you first call your people employees. And the universities don't want to call their people employees.
Right.
And so here we are, stuck.
It's why I struggled with last week, at the end of the week, what did we actually accomplish? Like, what has changed? Because the more you sat and thought about it, the more you came to the realization, all that really happened was they announced a settlement. And they publicly acknowledged the end of amateurism.
They did that, but they also believe, Sankey has said this now, he said it here at the start of these meetings, that this presents a way forward for Congress. That's what that's. But he also said this. He also said it's not happening before the election. which is, I think, which seems right, right? Why would
it be? There's no way they're going to take up this issue. But to me, the bigger problem is, okay, you're going to go and present this to Congress, and isn't the first question going to be, where's the collective bargaining?
No, they're going to present it to Congress as a way to avoid. They want Congress to save them. They want Congress to say, we will. It's funny, though. It's unclear. Like, if you read it's a word salad today.
For sure.
Today what he said was, well, I'm not asking for an antitrust exemption, but we do need help. Or to, like.
Right. They're talking around. It's a lot of lawyering.
So yeah. It is absolute and total mayhem still. But we may be getting at least some indication later this week when the American Athletic Conference has their meetings. There may be some indication as to what it's going to look like for the University of Memphis. You've also got the bracket in the college baseball is set. Tennessee is the overall number one seed. They'll be hosting starting Friday.
Yep.
What say you about, do you like Tennessee's chances?
I mean, there's always the number one overall seed, like, hasn't won since Miami in, like, 99 or whatnot.
The other set I saw was that Tennessee has won just one game in Omaha since 2001.
But if you're asking me, would I rather be the number one seed or not,
always.
I would always rather be the number one
usually
seed.
Usually means you're the best team.
And
or people perceive you to be the best team.
The bracket is at least organized in your advantage. So I would much rather be that. But, I mean,
11 SEC teams this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.